Okay. Testing this out. So, someone who begins to develop an interest in the teachings can tend to distance themselves from the reality of the material things, as if the teachings were something completely apart from the daily life. So often, at the bottom of all this, there is an attitude of giving up and running away from one's own problems with the illusion that one will be able to find something that will magically help one to transcend all of that. But the teachings are based on the principles of our actual human condition. We have a physical body with all its various limits. Each day we have to eat, work, rest, and so on. This is our reality, and we can't ignore it. So, I sleep sometimes. Sleeping, meditate. I eat sometimes. Eating, meditate. I work sometimes. Working, meditate. I rest sometimes. Resting, meditate. I cook sometimes. Cooking, meditate. Wake up. It's time to go and make your soup. So, as many of us are trying to climb a mountain without really connecting to the waist and the bottom of the mountain, we only look up to the summit. So that's when we lose our tracks. Only concentrating and focusing on the summit without looking back to the bottom or the waist of the mountain, then how will you show the path or guide others to get to the summit? So, love is not a commodity, something that is given to us, but a capacity within us that can be nurtured to grow. It is a commodity given to us. If it is a commodity given to us, then it can be taken away easily. So, love is not a commodity that is given to us. We are what we are, and what we hear, what we speak, touch, feel. And we don't need someone else to do these for us. We are what we are, and what we hear, speak, touch, and feel. So, you are not alone in this world, feeling the same way. So, we are what we are. I am in you, and you are in me, and I hear you, and I hear you.